Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It's not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. By the birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed the dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on the platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given. And he had John beheaded in the prison. He said, was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. The disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him. And they went and told Jesus, God of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. John the Baptist was persecuted because he spoke the truth. It's a good lesson for us. Always remain in truth. Only the Holy Spirit can give us the strength on a daily basis. Let us ask the Holy Spirit give us light, give the strength, so that we can witness truth in our daily life, and also have sincerity to speak the truth. It's not always easy, but with the help of the Lord, nothing is impossible. Jesus will give a helping hand. Let us ask for this grace to follow John Baptist, always speak the truth.